This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, one of my listeners wants to be anonymous, and we had talked about this last week, the statutes of limitations when it comes to sexual assault, and he had suggested that there be a statutes of limitations on butt grabbing. And before we go into that, there's been some news about Al Franken. Apparently there is a second woman who has come out after Leanne Tweeden did from KBC Radio, who I know very well. Leanne's a sweetheart, a very talented lady, who had pictures of Al Franken when they were on a USO tour, entertaining the troops, where Al Franken had a picture of him, you know, appearing to grab her breasts, and he forced to kiss on her. And I gotta tell you, anybody that shoves their tongue into somebody else's mouth, all right, they can also be spreading communicable disease. So I don't blame Leanne for coming out, and I commend her for, you know, helping raise awareness, because that's really disgusting to me. But we have a second person that said that Al Franken inappropriately touched her back in 2010, telling CNN that he grabbed her buttocks while taking a photo at the Minnesota State Fair. So this is now the first allegation against Franken, who is a Democrat, while he is in office. So what happened with Leanne Tweeden, what happened years ago when they were entertaining the troops, and he was, quote-unquote, a comedian, even though none of that is funny, you know, forcing, again, your tongue into somebody else's mouth, that is assault right there. But there was a butt grab that happened in 2010. And so Al Franken had issued an apology to Leanne Tweeden. He now faces a potential investigation by the Senate Ethics Committee. But now we have Lindsay Menz, a 33-year-old who lives in Frisco, Texas, who did reach out to CNN on Thursday, hours after Tweeden made her story public. And she said she wanted to share an uncomfortable interaction that left her feeling, quote-unquote, gross. And, I mean, you do feel gross. Somebody grabs your butt. I still cringe. One of my patients had patted me and grabbed my butt, and I was so mad. It's anger that you get. Whenever you're touched inappropriately, you know, or assaulted, or worse, and, you know, many of us have been in those situations, the first thing you do is you blame yourself, all right? You know, I shouldn't have been there, or I should have, you know, not been standing to the side. I should have protected my butt more. You do. You go through, okay, what did I do? What did I do to make this happen? And then you have to stop and realize that predators will find a way to do that. And, you know, when you've, you know, been touched and groped enough, you kind of realize that there's nothing you could do. When it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And Al Franken, obviously, if this is another accusation, and again, you're guilty until proven innocent with this, which is, I think, wrong. You know, you should have a right to a trial, but when it comes to butt grabbing, we just assume that, you know, people of power, especially politicians, grab butts. By the way, also in the news, I guess four women are now accusing former President Bill Clinton of sexual assault. Apparently, this was when the former president was working with a Playboy, we hear, and flying on his private jet. Apparently, Air Force One was renamed to another name from what we're being told by Mail Online, Daily Mail. Not the cleanest name possible, but apparently Bill Clinton is now facing explosive new charges of sexual assault. We're not going to really see this by multiple American media, but this is being reported overseas. And he's currently 71 years old, has been, you know, somehow immune to the repercussions that it seems like there is other political brethren have been dealing, dealing with. But from what we find out, there's going to be four separate lawsuits filed against him. And the attorneys are asking for substantial payouts. And a member of Clinton's legal team has confirmed the existence of these new allegations. And so I guess back in the 90s, Clinton paid, from what we understand, $850,000 to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit by Paula Jones. All right, and we remember that. And so now these four women were, I guess, the most latest to come out. These have not been ever discussed before. We've had multiple other people that have come out. And so the question raises, why now? You know, well now, but apparently these four women, their identities have not been revealed, were employed in low-level positions at the Burkle organization when they were in their late teens and claimed that they were sexually assaulted by the former president. And so we'll keep you guys more. This is a developing story. But politicians and their transgressions that had to do with boobies and butts? No. Not good. Now, with the, going back to my listener, going, should there be a statute of limitations on butt grabbing? That's a tough one. It's not going to be politically favored, because and we've discussed this, every man in America, especially men, women too, but every man in America who has ever gotten frisky and grabbed somebody's butt or boob being playful is freaking out right now that that could come out at any time in the future, and destroy their careers and destroy their lives. And they can't go back and change the past. You know, going back and apologizing would be wonderful, but then that brings it up. And so you have people sitting there really worried about what they did. And, you know, a butt grab, should that hold the same sort of punishment as sexual assault? Well, it still is assault. And that's why, like I said, politically, this is not going to be very popular either way, because assault is assault. And touching somebody's boobs, somebody might not care, but for somebody else, that could be very, very tragic for them. That could be very painful. It could remind them of prior assault. You're not supposed to be touching their boob. And so there's a lot of gray area when it comes to what constitutes assault. And so if there's not a statute of limitations in your state for sexual assault, touching somebody's butt will do you in. And we'll talk more about this. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. All right, so this is a very, very interesting. I got this last week, and again, she wants to be anonymous, which is fine, but I want to just read a small excerpt of this email. She goes, Dr. Dahlia, hashtag Me Too. You guys know about the Me Too. You see all these hashtags, Me Too. Everybody's putting Me Too. That I guess Me Too is a hashtag campaign that's circulated on Twitter. I guess actress Alyssa Milano had encouraged survivors of sexual assault and harassment to post hashtag Me Too to raise awareness and highlight its commonality. I think it was also used by Tarana Burke and popularized. So Me Too has been something that you're going to see flooded all over. So anyway, she writes, Me Too but tenfold. She goes, but here's my issue. I want revenge. I always have. She writes, my former boss touched me in his office multiple times walking by me, and I couldn't say or do anything about it. Here's, however, the conundrum. I'm at a level in my company that should not rock the boat. Accusing somebody of sexual harassment will make me look like a... And, you know, she uses a choice word that I can't use on air. And so the reason why I pull this email out is, you know, the revenge issue and how it looks like we still have people out there, of course we do, who even with this Me Too and this Al Franken thing and, you know, Bill Clinton and all the other variety of Kevin Spacey, etc., you still have people that feel like there is going to be one heck of a stigma attached if they come forward. And now the pendulum is swinging a little bit where people think that these stars that are coming out saying, yeah, this happened to me, or these accusers are doing it for secondary gain, either for publicity or for money, etc. And so, you know, it's not... you know, for even though men are freaking out that this is a very, very scary time for them, and I feel for you guys, those of you guys that got frisky and did stupid, and I, you know, and should have never touched inappropriately, you're still bad boys, and I, you know, I don't mind you squirming. I also, you know, feel that, you know, God wants us to forgive, and to think that your life could be ruined for some stupid act you did years ago that was a, you know, like a butt grab. I'm not talking about, you know, rape or even a more severe sexual assault. I don't think anybody's life should be ruined, you know, for doing something stupid. That wasn't as severe as some of these other. I have to be very careful with my words in terms of that. So, if you're a woman in a company, like for example, okay, you know, somebody like me, if I Me Too'd and called out the people who were inappropriate, my career is over also. I still don't feel like it's safe enough to do. And just telling people that it happened to me without going into specifics and who, do I really think these people are predators? There's one, and I told you about that doctor that touched me inappropriately. He no longer practices. So I went through, you know, once I realized what happened to me, I'm like, well, I got to make sure he doesn't do it to anybody else. But he no longer practices. So I don't have to ruin his life and his wife's life and his children's lives. I don't have to do that. Do I want revenge? Part of me does. You know, revenge, it's very interesting. Revenge, like my listener and what some of us feel, it's a, it's kind of a emotional crutch when something bad has happened to you. You end up concentrating on what you could do to that person or how you're going to overcome, and it allows you to cope. So whenever you're a victim, you know, you start to, you know, think about, well, you know, I could sue him or I could this or I could that. And, you know, years ago when I was in medical school and I found out that that doctor who had examined me years ago was inappropriate or with a variety of other issues that I had, I was like, okay, I got to get him back. I got to get him back because he got away with it or she got away with it or whoever in your life. And so when you have that revenge, you need to check it, okay? You need to put it in check. It is very normal for you to want revenge. It is very normal for you to say, oh, you know what? I would love to see him get, you know, hit by a car. You know, we've talked about road rage and how, you know, somebody cuts you off and you're like, man, I want to see it hit the curb and flip. Then you stop yourself and you go, oh my gosh, I'm going to pray to God. Let me pray for forgiveness. I should have had that thought. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. And that's what I go through. And so I'm praying like, oh my gosh, Lord, please don't think of me a bad person. But have I ever had those thoughts where, you know, somebody ticked me off so bad that I wanted to see them burn in hell? Yeah, absolutely. Charles Manson. I'd love to see Charles Manson burn in hell. Piece of... By the way, Charles Manson died, 83 years old, convicted for multiple deaths, and, you know, having this gang of followers who would do as he wished. This psycho, he was Satan himself. And so having revenge, having hatred towards somebody, wanting to see bad things befall on them, is going to be a natural emotion. It's not something we're proud of. It's something you need to put in check. It's something you need to deal with, and praying for somebody bad and evil is tough. In fact, Sharon Tate, the actress who was killed by Charles Manson, the sister, I guess, prayed for Charles Manson when, you know, she heard that he died. You know, it really takes a big person and a very, you know, loving person to be able to pray for an enemy like that. But for those of us that want revenge, when somebody hurt us or somebody got away with something, absolutely. And I don't even know for me if it was whoever touched me or forced themselves on me or did something inappropriate. I don't even know if it was that I was mad at the physical implications of it as much as he got away with it. He got to walk away, and the smirk some of these people did when they would do it to me, just, oh my gosh. And I wish there were legal, simple, easy ways to get back at people where you don't have consequences and God doesn't get mad at you. But it isn't, because, you know, you want them to hurt. And so, you know, here we have this listener where, you know, this guy got away with it for a long period of time, but now she's in a position, and if she Me Too's publicly, is that going to change the dynamics of work? Well, first and foremost, the dynamics are already changing. I think many of us women have noticed that the office is quieter. Nobody makes jokes anymore. It is different. It is just, it's already completely different. There is so much distrust. Men are like keeping their arms, they are so afraid that they may swing their arm when they walk that it accidentally hit. You know how many people will accidentally hit each other? It happens. But, I mean, I even see men walking differently. All right, everybody is freaked out. So already, even if you've never accused anybody, you as a woman or as an employee is going to be looked upon as somebody that will wreak havoc, and it's scary for people, you know. The workplace is already different. Okay, if there is somebody out there that is a predator, I do think as a victim it is your duty to make sure that they stop being a predator. But with that being said, you know, if you feel like there's some financial gain, like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift only collected $1 from that lawsuit with that person who grabbed her butt. Okay, and again, I don't know the whole story of the lawsuit. I know he countersued for wrongful termination or whatever. But, you know, she did that to, you know, one, protect herself from the lawsuit, and two, show that this guy's an idiot. This guy's a predator, and he's, you know, and so, I mean, if there really is a true predator that you think is going to put other people in harm's way, you know, I can understand why you may want to. Do you have to? No, you don't. You do not have to save the world. You do not have to save other women. You do not have to. Okay? And because you do understand that other lives are going to be affected, including your own. So for women who don't speak out, I don't want them crucified, because I completely understand. You know, I ruining somebody's life that, you know, do I really think anybody who touched me is really going, with the exception of that doctor, do I really think they were going, you know, I think people touched who they touched, and they already touched a crap load of people, and the damage was done. I don't see what I could effectively do. But, it's not easy for anybody to come out and tell their story. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Jesse Jackson, civil rights activist, Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr., revealed last week that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And a lot of people have been asking about Parkinson's because it is the most common movement disorder that will affect Americans. However, not the most common neurodegenerative disorder. It comes in second after Alzheimer's. And Jesse Jackson, 76 years old, He was a two-time Democratic presidential candidate, and he stated that he and his family noticed changes about 3 years ago, and after a battery of tests, his physicians identified that he had Parkinson's disease. He said, "This is a disease that affected my father." Now, his father, Noah Robinson, had died back in 1997. He was 88 years old. He actually had a heart attack, but also complications of Parkinson's as well. So, what is Parkinson's? I thought we would quickly review this, and you guys could go to my website at drdahlia.com, because it's I try to break it down as easy as possible. And as I said, Parkinson's disease is the second most common neurodegenerative disorder next to Alzheimer's. And it's the most common movement disorder. It basically affects about 1% of the world's population over age 60. So 60,000 new cases are diagnosed each year. Now, you would think, well, 1% of the world's population, 60,000 cases, there's more cases of breast cancer and heart disease and true, but 60,000 people every year, that's a lot. And it's going to rise as the baby boomers are aging. It affects several areas of the brain, primarily the substantia nigra. Now, the substantia nigra is this little baby part of the brain that helps with balance and has dopamine-producing cells. So when Parkinson's affects a variety of areas of the brain, especially the substantia nigra, we see people have issues with tremors and balance. It was first described by a Dr. James Parkinson, that's who it's named after, back in 1817, and they called it a shaking palsy. So symptoms of Parkinson's is the tremor, and you'll see the tremor at rest. If you're trying to diagnose your parents or grandparents, and they go, well, they shake. Do they shake when they are trying to reach for something, or do they shake while they're sitting there watching TV? If they're shaking while sitting there, and it looks like they have a pill rolling tremor, where they're moving their hands like they're playing around with a pill in their fingers, that's a symptom of Parkinson's. It's not diagnostic, but it's a symptom. If they're more stiff, if they're more rigid, if they have poor balance, if they move slowly, if they have difficulty moving, if they have steps where they're kind of shuffling, you know, they have low balance, so they're not going to take big, wide, broad, gutsy steps. They're going to shuffle their steps a little bit. They could also later get depression and anxiety, memory loss, constipation. Some people with Parkinson's may have a decreased ability to smell. They may have some difficulty swallowing. They may have erectile dysfunction. Many times they'll die of pneumonia. Again, they're not moving a lot. They're more rigid, so they're not taking big deep breaths. They may fall a lot and unfortunately sustain severe fractures. They may get hallucinations. They may get delusions, and they may get dementia. So who's at risk for Parkinson's? Now, most cases are idiopathic, meaning we don't know what the cause is. But some cases are genetic, and they have been able to identify multiple genes associated with the disease. So later, when we're able to get our genetic fingerprint and figure out, you know, who we are. Later, when it becomes cost-effective for us to take a look at the genes we have to know what we're at risk for, any proponent of Obamacare is going to hate that because it's going to be very costly. People are going to get the gene testing and go, well, I don't want Parkinson's. So start me on medicine now. It's going to cause a whole lot of political turmoil and financial turmoil because people are going to want to fight diseases that they get. For now, they have identified genes. And the average age of onset of Parkinson's is 60. But we do see early onset. We've seen people before the age of 50. And if you get Parkinson's before the age of 20, it's known as juvenile onset Parkinson's. Men seem to be much more affected than women at twice the rate. If you have head trauma, repeated head trauma, you could be at higher risk. If you've had an exposure to herbicides and pesticides, they say you could be at increased risk of Parkinson's as well. So basically, the progression rates, how quickly will you develop Parkinson's? It depends. The older you get it, the slower maybe. But you have multiple stages. You know, we're like stage one, which is mild. You may only see it on one side of the body, a little bit of a tremor. Maybe one leg is clumsy. Maybe a little bit more rigid. Maybe you have a different expression to your face because half the face isn't kind of moving with the other. And people will go, oh my gosh, maybe he has a stroke. Yeah, early Parkinson's will be evaluated as if you've had a stroke. You'll get a scan. They'll do stroke risk factors because, again, one side of the body being affected will make people think a stroke. stroke. Then stage two is where you may start seeing symptoms on both sides or bilateral part of the body. You could see loss of facial expression, blinking will decrease. You know, what's one thing that's interesting with Parkinson's is many family members love being around them, and they're funny because they straight face the joke. So they'll tell a joke, and because their face is more rigid, they could just tell a joke straight face, and it's funny. You know, it's interesting how, you know, if all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I really love Grandpa's jokes, and he doesn't sit there and do the goofy smile, that could be early Parkinson's. They may also have speech abnormalities, they could have rigidity of the muscles of the trunk. Then stage three is when it's more moderate, and now they're starting to lose balance. Now they start to move slower, with their balance being compromised or more prone to falls. Very, very scary time. They also start to make they start to have, let's say they need to move quickly or react quickly or take their hand away from the fire. They may not be able to do that as quickly. And so they may burn themselves more, or they may, not, even though they see the pothole, they may not be able to move away from the pothole when they're walking. Then by stage four and five, we're getting pretty severe. By stage four, they may still be able to walk and stand unassisted, but you could tell that they need help and you want to stand by them. Many people stage four Parkinson's, we don't want them living alone. We're going to want them to have assistance. And by stage five, they may not be able to get up, get out of their seat. They'll fall when they stand or turn. They may freeze, start to stumble. They may have hallucinations or delusions. So what do we do to treat Parkinson's? Well, one of the reasons why people get Parkinson's and it's neurodegenerative is because you start to lose dopamine-producing cells. And this hormone dopamine, we kind of call it a variety. It's involved in a variety of things, feeling good, feeling energetic, but it's extremely important for your balance and movement and cognition. So we'll give you levodopa. Now, levodopa converts to dopamine in the brain, so it'll help replace a deficient hormone. The problem is sometimes your body will start metabolizing it before it gets to the brain, so we'll give it to you with Sinemet or carbidopa. And that'll then allow it to last longer and not be broken down before it reaches the brain. We could give you dopamine agonists that mimic dopamine. We may give you MAOB inhibitors. These help block the enzyme MAOB. That breaks down natural dopamine. So if we block that enzyme, your regular dopamine levels may still flourish. We could give you other medications like anticholinergics and COMT inhibitors, etc. There's a variety of little pharmaceuticals that we could use. Hence, we need pharmaceuticals. We're going to treat your anxiety and depression. They've even done deep brain stimulation where a surgeon will implant electrodes in the brain and then stimulate parts of the brain that help regulate movement. We've even done stem cell therapy. You can do physical therapy, occupational therapy, but stem cell therapy, they may be able to produce dopamine-producing cells. And again, you need dopamine to, you know, control your symptoms. So we can control Parkinson's, and a lot of famous people have it. Michael J. Fox battling Parkinson's very famously. Janet Reno had Parkinson's. Robin Williams had Parkinson's. They said he had mild Parkinson's. And you do get depression with it. We still are not sure why Robin Williams killed himself, but family members claimed it was the Parkinson's. Muhammad Ali has Parkinson's. Casey Kasem, Johnny Cash, Linda Ronstadt. Peanuts creator Charles Schulz said he had issues drawing because of his Parkinson's. Pope John Paul II had Parkinson's. And very interesting, it's been postulated that Adolf Hitler had Parkinson's. When you see some of these videos, he shuffles with the way he walks, and you see a tremor in one of his hands. And, I mean, the guy was Satan himself, and so I wouldn't be surprised, but didn't walk normally, but possibly Adolf Hitler had Parkinson's as well. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You better do 1-877-99 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So women who are overweight or obese may need to be getting their mammograms more often. And it's because overweight or obese women are at greater risk of having breast cancer, especially detected after the tumor has been growing large, over 2 centimeters, more so than their slimmer counterparts. Heavier women also have a worse prognosis when it comes to breast cancer. And because we have more breast tissue, we're more dense, maybe less of a ease for the radiologist to review the find things in the mammogram. Whereas a smaller-breasted, skinnier woman, the mammogram may be read quicker than a larger-breasted woman. It happens. And so there's a lot of reasons why heavier women are more at risk for breast cancer. Hence, now they're suggesting maybe more frequent intervals. According to Dr. Frederick Strand, a radiologist at the Karolinska University Hospital, says it seems overweight women would need shorter time intervals between screenings than other women. But our study was not designated to quantify how much or how often. So the study looked at 2,000 women from Sweden. All were 55 to 74 years old. All were diagnosed with invasive breast cancer between 2001 and 2008. The average BMI was 25.6. BMI is this rough estimate of body fat based on height and weight measurements. And if you're under 25, that's good. 25 to 30 overweight, over 30 is considered obese. So a 5'6" woman with a normal BMI should be under 150 pounds. For that same woman, overweight would be about 155 to 180 pounds, and obesity would begin over 186 pounds. So researchers wanted to learn what factors in a country with universal access to breast cancer screening might play a role in these women having larger tumors when diagnosed at time of screening or during the interval between screenings. So basically, they were looking at women who, when they were screened, even if they went for regular screening, had a bigger tumor when it was found, or they found a lump in between mammograms. And they went in and they're like, oh, wow, looks like you do have breast cancer. So for this study, the interval between screenings was up to 2 years, which is what America's recommendation is now. Now they're recommending you start at age 50 and get a mammogram every 2 years. Now, do most doctors do that? No. They'll mammogram you every year. But it's being recommended now to go every 2 years. So the study found that a BMI above 25 and having denser breast tissues was linked to a higher odds of a large tumor when diagnosed with breast cancer during a screening. Only BMI was associated with having a larger tumor for interval cancers. Women with a BMI above 25 with interval cancers had a worse prognosis than thinner women. And if you have a worse prognosis, that means the cancer comes back or it spreads or you die. So, the current recommendations have been very unpopular. All right. When 1 in 8 women get breast cancer and obesity is on the rise, and if there's hormone endocrine disruptors also involved, and if there's concern that maybe our cosmetics and, a variety of other things we do could put us at risk, the last thing any woman wants, nor her medical provider, is to extend out or prolong intervals between screening. And I'm telling you to hang the code, right? Like, forget about the guidelines, okay? When it comes to the breast, hey, you feel like you are at higher risk, you go and get yourself checked. Now, you don't necessarily always have to have a mammogram. You could have an ultrasound. You could do self-breast exams. We don't recommend it, by the way. And I'm a fellow of the American Board of Family Medicine. We do not recommend breast cancer screenings. All right, as a whole. But do I think they're good to do? Absolutely. You know how many patients came to me going, look, you know, we've never met. I'm new, but I found a lump. I had a normal mammogram last year. What is this lump? And I'm like, thank God you checked yourself. Why do we want to tell people to not check themselves? Boys need to be checking their testicles. You have a lump on your testicle, that could be testicular cancer. People think that if it's their body and if it's a genitalia, that you're not allowed to touch it. You should be touching your leg, your knee, your elbow. Feel for lumps. Touch your scalp. You have a lump, get it checked out. And maybe some lumps are benign. men and more lumps are benign than cancerous, but everyone's like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, then we're going to have so many false positives, and if there's false positives, and we're spending more money. Listen, you have a lump, you get it checked out. Ask any woman who found a cancerous lump or any man who found a cancerous lump, even in the breast, man or testicle, whatever, and said, look, I think something's wrong, check it out, or I don't like the way this mole looks. Right. They are very grateful that they looked at it and, you know, a medical provider listened to them. You know, we really need to be more proactive with our bodies. You know, if the government wants to cut back on screenings, and if we're trying to save money on screenings, okay, fine. Then tell us that our medical providers are not going to, on their own, suggest a test. But then I need to teach you all what to then look for so that you could go to your doctor and say, look, this is what I want. So if there's a family history of breast cancer, you'll probably get your mammograms more often, all right? You know, because you're at higher risk. But if you don't know your family history, right? Or nobody talks in the family, or you're adopted, and you are bigger-breasted, you are more obese, right? More overweight, ask for a mammogram in your 40s. I wouldn't even mind you getting a baseline at 35. That's how I was trained. You get a baseline between 35 and 40, and then when you're in your 40s, getting your every two-year mammogram, they compare it to your baseline. And then at age 50, you get it every year. That's how I was trained, and it did me and my patients good. All right? I don't think we lost one patient to breast cancer because we picked up on breast cancer. Did we ever have a lump that turned out not to be cancer? Rarely. And did the lady, you know, was she upset? No. She's like, look, I felt a lump. You went in, you took a look. Thank you for doing that. Did we ever have a stereotactic breast biopsy done because a mammogram looked a little funny? We had a couple of them, not a lot. These mammograms were read pretty damn well. And if there was a stereotactic biopsy, that, you know, it was, I think there was good reason for that. There were very few where that happened, and it ended up not being cancer. But the thing is sometimes they say if you've had a prior breast biopsy, that may mean you are at risk because something looked funny on your mammogram before. Which means we still need to watch you very closely. We aren't going to blow you off. So, be proactive, people, because it's the way we're going with medicine is nobody's going to just offer you getting the test. If you want something done, you need to get it done. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they are suggesting now. That I apologize here. I just had an issue. Many women are worried about being having stillborns. And so they're suggesting that if you sleep on your side in the last 3 months of pregnancy, it'll help prevent stillborns, which is something that we had been recommended. We want to make sure you're not on the inferior vena cava. We were telling people to sleep on their left so you wouldn't compress the main vein that goes up to the heart. But a study of just over 1,000 women found the risk doubles if women sleep on their backs during third trimester. The study looked into 291 pregnancies that ended in stillbirth, where the baby dies, the fetus dies, and 735 women who had a live birth. And researchers said that the position with which women fell asleep was most important. And they, you know, don't panic if you're on your back when you wake up. But you will lie down on your back every now and then. You're going to be on your back during labor. But they recommend that if you sleep on your side, that will help prevent, or I don't want to say help prevent, but that could decrease your risk factor. And so they recommend to put a pillow or pillows behind your back to encourage side sleeping. You know, wedge it behind the side. If you wake up during the night, check your position. I would also suggest being screened for sleep apnea because you losing oxygen in your sleep, being on your back, can be an issue as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
If it's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.